The star at last week's Philadelphia Auto Show wasn't a sports car or an economy car. It was a sports economy car. Performance and practicality under a single hood. Car buyers have been waiting decades for this.
Anything going 0 to 60 in 4 seconds, that piques my interest.
Yeah, I didn't think you could do that with a hybrid.
I like that it does get 51 miles to a gallon.
And on soybean biodiesel to boot.
This is fabulous what they've done. I think they did one hell of a job.
So, who do we have to thank? Ford? Toyota? Ferrari? Nope. Just Victor? David? Cheeseboro? Bruce and Cozy. These high school auto shop students, along with a handful of other kids from West Philadelphia High School, built the car as an after-school project.
You're good.
It took them over a year, rummaging for parts, configuring wires, learning as they went.
All these rubber mounts mount the motor to the frame.
Impressed? Teacher Simon Hauger says, wait till you hear this.
We have a number of high school dropouts. We have a number that have been removed for disciplinary reasons, and they end up with us.
Cozy Harmon was in a gang at his old school, a punk and a terrible student.
Grades, I was just getting by, skin my teeth, C's and D's. Came here, now I'm a straight-A student.
Really?
Yes, sir. Check the brake fluid. Put the prop up.
If you give kids that have been stereotyped of not being able to do anything an opportunity to do something great, they'll step up.
Hey, Clayton, brake fluid, cool.
Obviously, this story says a lot about the potential of our young people. Unfortunately, it also says a lot about our auto industry.
Yeah.
Now stuck playing hybrid catch-up to the bad news bears of auto shop.
Yeah, it hit me that, look, we made this work. We're not geniuses. So why aren't other people doing it?
Cozy thinks he knows. It's big oil companies.
Right. They're making billions upon billions of dollars, right? And then when this car sells, their billions upon billions will go down to low billions upon billions.